So Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run, Born to Sell. Let's bring in Ali Canal with the mega deal that has dollar signs ringing in Bruce Springsteen's eyes. Ali?
Amen, Adam. The boss is cashing in. According to multiple outlets, Bruce Springsteen sold both his master recordings and the music publishing side of his collection, aka his songwritings, for a deal that's worth north of $500 million. That's right, $500 million for Bruce Springsteen. That's according to multiple outlets out there. Neither Sony or Bruce Springsteen has confirmed this number, but Sony Music, who will be the sole owner of all of these songs, including hits like Born to Run, Born in the USA, and Thunder Road, they have housed Bruce's collection for the past 5 decades. So this seemed like an obvious partnership, an obvious deal. But one of the reasons that we're seeing so much money just flow in and out of this space is due to streaming. Now, I did have the chance to speak to a former record label executive at both Sony and Universal, Guillermo Page. He told me that streaming has created a sense of stability in this industry, especially for investors. They know that there is growth. They know that there is momentum. This business has become a lot more predictable than it's been in years past. So they know that they are going to see a return on their investments. And then on the artist side, it's obvious. If you're an artist that's a little bit older, maybe you're not touring as much. Obviously, the pandemic has delayed a lot of concerts, and that's where these artists make the bulk of their money. This is a way that you can make fast, easy cash, and the time is now. You have to strike while the iron is hot. So it's really something that is a win-win for both sides of this equation. Bruce Springsteen is not the only one. We've also seen Stevie Nicks strike deals. She sold a majority stake in her songwriting for a reported $100 million. Bob Dylan, he sold his for $300 million of Red Hot Chili Peppers. That deal was valued at $150 million. So again, a lot of money just flowing in and out this space. But I do want to emphasize that for Bruce, he sold both his actual recordings, which is the actual song, along with the music publishing, where some of those other deals just dealt with music publishing. So that's important to note too. So for Sony, it was sort of a two-in-one deal, but still a lot of money for Bruce.
All right. So looking at that graphic you had made and all the money that lots of artists are making, a lot of those artists had gray hair. Look at that. We're talking, forgive me, I don't want to sound ageist, but I will, old. So for the up-and-coming artists, what does the future hold? What do these kinds of deals mean for them?
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting side of the business to concentrate on. Guillermo Page told me that for these up-and-comers, they're probably going to look at some of those legacy artists and say, you know what, I need to be careful when I go into those deals, those negotiations with these record labels. I might want to negotiate to own my masters because they might want to control their own destiny, like Bruce Springsteen. So that's going to be something to watch. That plus the rise of social media, of TikTok. I know Gen Z recently discovered Dreams from Fleetwood Mac. They were referring to it as a TikTok song, which broke my heart because Fleetwood Mac is one of my favorite bands. Went to their concert, changed my life. But those types of things are making these artists from the 70s, 80s, and 90s relevant again. And that's why we're seeing just so much money and all these really, really high price tags. So I think for these up-and-comers, there's a lot of momentum right now, but they have to really think hard about the deals that they're making to make sure that they own their music, or at least own the songwriting portion or the records or whatever they can do to stay ahead of the game here.
That was a gut punch. When you said 70s, 80s, and 90s relevant again, that's my generation. Thank you very much. We are not irrelevant, not yet. It's all right. Ali Canal, thank you.